to an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and America faces many problems today. And one of the biggest problems is the Christian organized church. I mean, when was the last time you heard a leading American minister, prominent minister, speak out against the war in the Middle East? And certainly, most people know this war is wrong. As we pointed out, we now have approximately 246,000 people in Afghanistan, 90,000 troops, 110,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops fighting between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Most of the rest of the people we're fighting are people who feel we're occupying their country and killing their women and children. And after your wife and children have been killed, wouldn't you want to retaliate against the people who have no justification being in your country, because they know there are only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda there? And we installed the Taliban, we put them in power, and now we're fighting the Taliban and killing them. And people know that we're antagonizing the Muslim world. Everybody in the world knows that, except the religious leaders of America, who have far more fear of government than they have of God. And one day they're going to have to stand before the bar of judgment. When was the last time anybody spoke out against torture? When was the last time anybody talked about the fact that they're changing the music and the message of our Christian church? And, of course, with us this morning is our good friend Carol Matriciana, who produces excellent DVDs. We carry many of them, and with those we don't carry, we sure. She does a wonderful, wonderful job. But Carol shares my burden for what's happening to the Christian church, specifically some of the things that are happening with the man who has been appointed by Time magazine as the leader of the Christian church. Of course, Time magazine hates Christianity. Time magazine's part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, part of the Council on Foreign Relations complex. Of course, you must understand that simply they are a front for the secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891 to bring about a world government. And, oh, they say, why, we're right out here in the open. We have press conferences all the time, and why, you can just see the press conferences and the standing people standing in front of a big sign that says Council on Foreign Relations. But this is only in recent years. From the 1921 up until about 1990, you never heard of the Council on Foreign Relations because they worked within the shadows. But now, of course, they coordinate most of their activities with the Trilateral Commission and a myriad of front organizations. But their people are placed every place, including within the Christian church. In fact, the leader of the Christian church, anointed by Time magazine, part of the Council on Foreign Relations, Brotherhood of Darkness, of Evil, appointed, they're the ones that picked Rick Warren to lead the Christians. So go ahead, Carol. I want to hear your thoughts on what's going on today.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you so much for having me on your show. It's always such a pleasure, and the content that we speak about is never quite such a pleasure, because it's just, you know, talking about the horrible changes that are being forced or not even forced on people, Dr. Stan. People somehow are gullibly and naively taking the information of these change agents and changing their worldview without them realizing the spiritual danger, as is in the case of Pastor Rick Warren, who you quite rightly say Time Magazine called America's pastor. Time Magazine also called Rick Warren second only in influence to Billy Graham of the top 25 evangelical Americans. Now, what I find troubling in this is that Rick Warren has been used to be a change agent in the evangelical church. Prior to that, when we made our movie in the mid-80s called Gods of the New Age, we talked about a New Age influence, if you will, a Eastern spirituality, a pagan occult trait, being on the fringes of the evangelical church. And in that movie and in my book, Gods of the New Age, the same title, I mentioned that there were people like Robert Schuller that were bringing in these concepts through the idea of psychology, through positive thinking, through positive imaging, through the idea that whatever you believe, you can bring into reality, which are all Eastern concepts, concepts of visualization, concepts through meditation, getting into altered states of consciousness, of conjuring up a new reality. And, of course, all this came from his mentor, Norman Vincent Peale, who had an occult mentor from the dark side who he drew his energy, his information from. So all of this in the mid-1980s was on the fringes, if you will, of the evangelical church, flirting in trying to come in. But everybody was pretty much aware what this was. A fellow called Richard Foster tried to bring in his through a book called Celebration of Discipline, the idea of Eastern meditation into the church through the practice of yoga meditation and once again centering your third eye or your inner awareness, your inner intuition into a sort of altered state of consciousness, if you will, by repeating words, which of course is based in Eastern philosophies, yoga, where you repeat the names of deities, you do internal breathing, imagining your breath going in and out of you, which is a type of self-hypnosis. So these concepts were out there, but I think the most shocking thing that took place last weekend, Dr. Stan, was the introduction through Rick Warren, and you're quite right in calling him a member of the Council on Foreign Relationships, because he is. That's just one of Rick Warren's political connections, which we can talk about later on. But Rick Warren is using his church, Saddleback, which has a congregation, by the way, of 22,000 people. It's considered the eighth largest church in America. And he used his congregation to be the change agents through a plan that he called the Daniel Plan, which is a, what he says, a health and wellness plan.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Carol Matristiana right here at the American.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Childcare before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, of course, Carol Feliciano. There is a master plan that is being carried out today. It is to bring about a one-world government, basis of American foreign policy, reason we have troops stationed in 130 nations, 720 foreign military bases, why our special forces troops are now operating in 75 nations. Remember, special forces are trained killers. They are the finest killers in the world. Why do we have these killer troops stationed in 75 nations? I mean, they're patriotic. They believe that they're furthering a cause of America and protecting them. No, they're furthering the cause of globalism and protecting it. But going along with globalism is another plan, a one-world religion. That's why we installed Sharia law, Sharia religion, as the official religion in Afghanistan and Iraq so that they could persecute the Christians and drive them out. That's why we support Communist China, which is violently anti-Christian. That is why we support Communist dictators throughout the world who outlaw Christianity, like Fidel Castro. I mean, David Rockefeller's daughters are all downtime going down to visit Fidel Castro. Read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We offer it through my ministry. And, of course, Castro comes up to visit the boss, you know. But people can't connect the dots. That's the difficulty. That's why they took God and prayer and the Bible and out of our schools and why they indoctrinate our youth in the hatred of Christianity. It's all about destroying Christianity or changing the thrust of Christianity. We talk about the New Age. There's nothing new about the New Age movement. It's ancient paganism. And, of course, it leads people into the worship of the other God. The Gnostic religion is the most powerful religion in America today, and most people don't even know what Gnosticism is, because you're not supposed to. Well, you pick up the story there, Carol.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were talking about, at least beginning, on Rick Warren's latest health care plan that he launched last Saturday, the 15th. And what he wanted to do was make Orange County, which is the county that his Saddleback Church in Southern California is in, he wanted to make Orange County the healthiest state in the nation. Now, here is a pastor using his church to bring in health care into a state. Interesting concept. His congregation are 22,000 people, but he also has 40,000 pastors who are networked through his purpose-driven movement and have multi-sites around the world. All of these churches have been influenced by Rick Warren's health care plan. He called it the Daniel Plan, and he dared to name it God's Prescription for Your Health. Through this health care plan, he says that because he wanted to lose 90 pounds, that he put himself under the best care and asked three men that he considers to be the expert doctors to develop a program for him to lose weight and to get healthy. So Warren said that because he wanted to lose 90 pounds, he wanted these three doctors. He says, nowhere else in America would you get one of these doctors to be your personal consultant, much less get all three to monitor your program for an entire year. So here he has launched a 52-week program, not only for himself, but for his entire church with these three doctors. Well, let's see, who are these three doctors? One is the famous Dr. Oz, who is, who's been working with Oprah Winfrey, who is the proponent of the New Age movement and has been for two, 3 decades now. Dr. Oz has had a 5-year program with Oprah Winfrey and now has his own. He is a in his welfare, well-being program, he recommends the use of transcendental meditation, which is an Eastern mysticism that was brought over by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi through the Beatles into the West. He actually uses the practice of transcendental meditation in his healthcare. He is a practicing Reiki master. His wife is a Reiki master. Now, Reiki is the laying on of hands. It's a Japanese art form that calls in astral beings, these spirit guides, if you will, from the supernatural world to come into the body of the client that he's laying hands on or that she's laying hands on, the Reiki master is laying hands on. And Dr. Oz says that since his family started practicing Reiki, which he recommends to be the number one health care, that his family have become healthier. So he endorses Reiki Japanese healing. He's a practitioner and supports and advocates and promotes transcendental meditation. And then we, and he, Dr. Oz, is a practicing, his choice of religion is a Muslim. So here we have a Muslim. We have Dr. Mark Hyman, who is a Jew. He also practices Buddhist meditation, and this is the most interesting, is part of Obama's global healthcare plan. That is the most interesting thing, and how this dovetails into Rick Warren's peace plan, which is to work with Muslims and people of all faiths all around the world in order to bring in a global society. So basically, this is all based on Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21, which is also known as Sustainable Development or Smart Growth, where we restructure nation states into global societies. So here is Rick Warren through his Saddleback Church attempting to restructure Orange County through health and welfare. And, of course, this is part of him working for his what he's called his Decade of Destiny. This is a 10-year program that Rick Warren has launched this year, and the first part of his launch was his 52-week Daniel program, health and wellness program, with these three expert doctors, a Muslim, Dr. Oz, a Jew, Dr. Mark Hyman, and then we have Dr. Daniel Amen, who claims that he's a Christian, but he practices one of the most probably dangerous sides of, not that I think any black arts are dangerous. They're all spiritually dangerous, but one of the most dangerous ones, which he says we all need to do 12 minutes a day by sitting in a yoga position and for 12 minutes chanting Satana, S-A-T-A-N-A, which of course sounds like you're invoking Satan, Satana, 12 minutes a day to close your eyes. This is what he calls his stress management program, which he talked to Rick Warren on. And Rick Warren, to his congregation, it's on YouTube, you can see it everywhere, endorses the practice of meditation, which the two of them interchanged the word meditation and prayer as though they were one and the same. But what is sadly tragic in this is that Rick Warren is talking to a Christian congregation who understand meditation and prayer through a biblical worldview, if you will, whereas these three so-called experts that Rick Warren has put himself under and put his entire congregation under their health care or their suggested program, these pagans, if you will, have been given permission to come in and re-change terminology, restructure terminology, so that the majority of Rick Warren's congregation don't even understand. They are not involved in physical health care. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I'm not saying anything. You know, of course we need to look after our physical well-being. But here is a church endorsing a physical program for 52 weeks, and not once was Jesus mentioned from the podium. Jesus isn't mentioned. I've just interviewed a former Rick Warren Saddleback member of Rick Warren's church, who was there for 9 years, who said they never opened the Bible. These people don't even know how to test the spirits of a so-called Christian pastor or leader, because they don't know how to go through the scriptures diligently. They haven't been taught how to be disciples of the word, so they cannot test these false teachers and false teachings that so-called Christian leaders are bringing into their churches. And of course, Rick Warren is just following part of the United Nations agenda. Your listeners may remember that he had Obama at his church. He prayed in the inauguration using Obama's Muslim, the name of the Muslim Jesus, Isa, which is not the Jesus of the Bible, the Muslim Jesus, the Jesus of the Quran, even though it's the name Isa is mentioned 25 times. That Isa is not seen as the Son of God, is not understood to be part of the Trinity, because Islam does not believe, as they call it, three gods. Christianity doesn't say we worship three gods. We say that there are three persons in God, God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So this Isa of Islam in the Quran is one God, not part of the Trinity, is a prophet, considered a good teacher, and, of course, biblically, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Salvation, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not considered merely a good teacher. This was the Son of God who partook of divinity for a while in order to that anybody who believes in him could be forgiven eternally. This is a completely different Jesus. So here we have Rick Warren, who has appeared in various forums. In fact, he spoke at a Muslim convention last year. And yet, you know, he's the signer of, let's say, the Evangelical Climate Initiative. He's the signer of a common word between us and you. Of course, he was involved, as I say, in that prayer at Obama's inauguration. He spoke at the Muslim Public Affairs Council last year. As you mentioned, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, what is all of this about? Well, as the political agenda is attempting to restructure nation states into global society, we see people like Rick Warren being used to bring in evangelical Christians, thousands and thousands of them, who are not grounded in the Word of God, to be part of this emergent church movement. And if your listeners go onto my webpage, they can see our 10-minute trailer of our newest film that we're working on, which we're hoping will have a spring release. And that is called Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity, and is about this movement to bring in all Christians to unite with world religions, to say that we're all equal, we're all the same. And, of course, a biblical Christian would understand that this is not the case, and biblical Christians have been ostracized. You brought out earlier in the program that if anybody will not merge into Islam or other religions, then they're murdered, they're killed by troops, they're killed in India. The Muslims and Hindus have been fighting for decades. Muslims still kill Christians, stone people that convert. Even here in America, when any Muslim converts to Christianity in America. They're ostracized, and Muslims attempt to bring them under Sharia law, which is a Muslim law that says that Muslims must be bound by Sharia law, which means that they cannot convert, they do not have freedom, etc., etc.
And, of course, even American judges are saying, you know, we will have Sharia law here. Somebody had wanted to pass a law saying we would not have Sharia law operating in the United States. We would have American law, and judges have found, well, that's unconstitutional. People have a right to Sharia law. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Don't
well,
have a
you
right
know,
to Sharia
well,
law
have people
in,
like...
in a Christian nation, but then... America is no longer a Christian nation. It has been taken over by another force.
We're becoming desensitized more, Dr. Stan, as we see.
Absolutely right. Our guest, Carol Medvisiana, will be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and you know, if you wanted to destroy Christianity, would you attack it from without? No, it would only strengthen it. What you do is you get your people into the seminaries, and what you do is take over the teaching of the ministers, and what you do is get your people into key positions, like the National Association of Evangelicals, where Ted Haggard, who headed the 30 million member National Association of Evangelicals. He was a cocaine using homosexual. He would not have been there if he hadn't had a lot of supporters from the leaders of the National Association of Evangelical Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today from within. Now, before we go on, Carol, I want you to get out your website. I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. We're a film production company, as you mentioned earlier. The name of the company is Caryl Productions. That's spelled C-A-R-Y-L Productions. And our website is caryltv.com, C-A-R-Y-L-TV, short for television.com. And on the very home page, just to follow up with your attack on Christianity, we've got a 10-minute trailer of our new film coming out this spring called Wide is the Gate, The Emerging New Christianity, a very powerful 10-minute trailer. And we've got other movies. Last year, the year before, we had an award-winning movie on Islam Rising, explaining the religion of Islam and its inroads into America, how it's become, how it westernizes itself in order to be appealing to get the demographics up in America the way that it has done in Europe, in Spain, in France, in England, so that Muslims, by number, by sheer numbers, can move the demographics in states and nations so that they can have representation to take over from the inside and put pressure onto communities to give them more tolerance. And this is always done in Christian nations, the way we see most of the Middle East after the birth of the Church of Christianity, the birth of the Church of Pentecost, were Christian nations. And after the 7th century, of course, in came the marauding troops and people of Muhammad, soldiers who killed by the hundreds of thousands nations like Armenia that were complete Christian nations. So, you know, we're seeing the same thing, perhaps not 100% by the sword these days, although, of course, we see it with other types of terrorism, but certainly the move on demographics. So we have that, a film on Islam. We have films on Hinduism, Eastern mysticism, yoga, which is one of the huge vehicles being used today to Christianize yoga so that its use can come into the churches in order to bring in these altered states of consciousness, to bring in Eastern mystical experiences so that Christians lose discernment, do not rely on the word of God, walk by faith, but move through subjective experiences into the occult.
And really, Carol, that is why they've changed the music of our church and why we have the drum beats in the church, and because of this loud, raucous music that has become so common. Oh, we have to do that to appeal to the children. No, we have to do that to alter the state of consciousness of our people. This is what it's really all about. You must
yes,
understand.
Exactly. Well, what the new music, you see, it's called worship, but I mean, if we get back to the essence of what worship is, we're told that we must worship from a biblical point of view, we're to worship in spirit and truth. But what's happening is that we're worshiping now by sensualities, by seeing, by feeling, by hearing, you know, and these huge, great big speakers come in. The screens are split into, the platforms are split into hundreds of multi screens, hundreds of images. It's just, it appeals to our senses, which is part of the reconditioning, the changing of the Christian from a word based faith to a sensual experience, feeling-oriented expression of religiosity. And all of this is part of the conditioning, part of the changing agent, if you will. And Rick Warren was one of the most incredible venues last weekend of a change agent with these three doctors that he called in for supposedly a health plan so that he could change the health of his church. And hundreds in the church, Dr. Stan, there were 6,000 people who attended who truly want to better their faith, never expect, I mean, excuse me, bettering their health, never expecting that their shepherd, their supposedly good shepherd, their godly shepherd, would sell them a bill of health into a completely different agenda, into a political agenda, into the United Nations Agenda 21, where we have these three doctors who all interconnect into the healthcare plan of Obama's sort of system here, that, you know, we're going to get them through health, we're going to get them through wealth, taxes, whatever is happening. But here is a concerted effort coming in. Now, Dr. Hyman, probably the sort of least known in the group of three, Dr. Oz has been very well known through Oprah Winfrey's TV, but Dr. Hyman is a leftist who is more than a champion in health. One of my friends, Jennifer Pekich, who writes for Ponderings from Patmos, was there, and she firsthand saw the incredible work that was being done, and she says that Dr. Hyman is the founder and medical director of the Ultra Wellness Center. He advises Dr. Oz's healthcare group, and here's what's incredible. He's a nominee to President Obama's advisory group on prevention, health promotion, and integrative and public health. Here we have Dr. Hyman, who practices this thing known as functional medicine, which means that he has what in Eastern mysticism is called a whole systems approach. That is, medicine, he practices it holistically for the mind, body, and spirit. Well, when we go to the doctor, we want our body looked after. Maybe we've got health problems with the heart or the lungs or the kidney, and a doctor will treat that particular area. But in holistic medicine, they say that the mind and the soul needs to be treated in order to bring in good body care. So here was this Saddleback seminar on mind-body medicine, functional medicine, and it was presented as though it's completely scientific, which is what Maharishi Mahesh Yogi did with transcendental meditation in the 60s, said that it would not work for the Western mind if they realized that it was Eastern mysticism. So they sort of brought in the idea that science is discovering changes. Well, any scientist worth his salt, as Jennifer says, will tell you that, yes, the body can be measured scientifically, but the mind falls into an entirely different category, which can never be measured by science. And, in fact, Dave Hunt, in his brilliant book, Occult Invasion, said that physical science, by very definition, can make no judgments concerning a non-physical realm.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. It's Carol McBeciano.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana, final segment of the program. Carol, go right ahead. But I think it's so vitally important. First of all, there are many things that we need to do to improve our health, and you need to understand that. But the last thing you need to do is get into one of these mind-altering programs, because, ladies and gentlemen, the battle for your survival, the battle for the survival of Western civilization, is in our minds. And if they can alter the way the majority of the people look at the world, when you get into these meditative states, when you begin, of course, to go through their mantras, when you walk through their labyrinths, when you open your mind, you open it to the demonic forces. And the demonic forces are there waiting. There really is a spiritual battle taking place for your mind. And if you don't even know that there's a battle going on, well, you're going to be very susceptible. You would never send a soldier into battle if he didn't know there was a war and that he was going to have to defend himself. And today, you are being misled, or many people are being misled, by the ministers who are aligned with the Rick Warren movement, dedicated to a new world order and a new world religion. So go right ahead, Carol.
Well, exactly. A new type of global society. And this is what we saw, the formation where Rick Warren has called this the Decade of Destiny, which he kicked off with his Daniel Plan, God's prescription for your health, as he calls it, based on the idea that Daniel in the Bible said that they would not eat the king's rich foods. Well, of course, that has got nothing to do with it. Daniel and his three companions didn't want to be part of a pagan ritual and program where food was offered to pagan gods and deities, and there was pagan rituals and ceremonies that they did not want to be part of, and asked if they could be excluded from them for 10 days, and then they would show that how well they had done. But that was all to do with a spiritual, godly incentive. Here we have Rick Warren calling his Daniel Plan God's prescription for your health, leading hundreds and thousands of his congregants to be involved under the care of three doctors who call themselves, who are a Muslim, whose religion of choice is Islam, the other who is a Jew, and the other who calls himself a Christian but practice Eastern meditation. And the most worrying of the three doctors is Dr. Hyman, who is part of Obama's advisory group on prevention and health promotion, and needs to bring in the new thinking through integrative public health. And they come in, and what he said to the 6,000 people that were listening, not counting those who were hooked in by satellite all over the world, he said that what we want to do in his whole systems approach, this idea of new mind-body medicine, that the key to success, here we go, here it is, here it came in, the key to success of the Daniel Plan is group living. Individuals will not succeed, he said from the podium. Our only hope lies in the community. And he announced that Saddleback Community, the church of 22,000 in Orange County, will be the example of sustainable living, which is, of course, a United Nations Agenda 21 term, sustainable development, the sustainable living, and would set aside the course, here we go, to change this world. And Dr. Stan, the crowd went wild to think that Saddleback was going to be used to change this world through mind-body medicine and or healthcare, or they just didn't get it. It was incredible. I mean, you know, in our movie that we made way back, Gods of the New Age, where we saw the brown shirts, Hitler's youth raise up their hands as Hitler said something and the crowd went wild. Here we see the beginnings of a doctor that doesn't even claim to be part of Christianity. In fact, during the speech, he said that this the Muslim and the Christian and the Jew, the three doctors chosen by Rick Warren, were all the same underneath. So here we get part of the demographic of, here in most religions of the world, the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian. So they right, they've got this idea of that we're all the same underneath. No, the only thing that makes us all the same underneath is that we're all sinners. And you either change that by believing in Jesus Christ and become a child of God, or you don't make that choice where you remain to be a child of wrath. So the only way that we can change that we're all the same underneath, which he said, is through belief in Jesus Christ and not through sustainable living. We need a savior, not this new sustainable living program. So it was absolutely incredible to see the presentation of these three doctors who call themselves scientific, who came in with a new approach to medicine, a new Eastern mystical worldview that Rick Warren allowed on his platform, giving them carte blanche to promote their religion. And, of course, anybody can go to their books. Dr. Daniel Amen has written a book, co-authored it with a tantric yoga expert. Now, tantra is, the black art in Eastern mysticism. Most people can consider that it's connected with sex and sort of euphoric, exotic physical well-being, etc., etc., or whatever. But really, the idea of Tantra, the deepest meaning of Tantra, and, you know, Dr. Stan, I was born and raised in India, so I'm very familiar with Eastern mysticism. I lived there for almost 20 years of my life. The whole core of Tantra is to change your mind. It's, and, of course, the West calls it brain. It's a brain science, they call it, the yoga of the brain. No, it is a mind-altering technique where the individual practicing Tantra yoga, or indeed any yoga, believes that the serpent is coiled at the base of the spine, and you have to awaken the serpent, arouse him through your mind, through visualization, pull the serpent up through your psychic energies in your spine.
We're out of time, Carol. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold.
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of The Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning, I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low, but with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited time offer.
Well, Dan back here, and America's under attack today. It should be pretty obvious. And, of course, who is really behind this? Of course, are dark spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, this is the primer that will help you to understand what is really going on. We also carry, of course, Gary Allen's wonderful book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. We're just getting in a supply of those, The Hope of the Wicked by Ted Flynn, books that will help you to understand what is going on today. Ted Flynn's book is very much like mine, same basic theme, but it's much more detailed. My book is short, concise, and to the point. And you need to understand what it's about. If you haven't seen the DVD by our friend Lynn Marzulli, The Watchers, it goes into UFOs. What do UFOs have to do with this? Everything, because they're demonic manifestations. There is a spirit world out there. Cattle mutilations. You'll actually see an interview with a doctor who's removed some of the 16 of these implants been put in during alien abductions. The DVD, The Watchers. To put things into perspective, a talk we gave, and we have a syllabus that goes with it, called The Forbidden Secret. Do you know what George W. Bush was talking about in his inaugural address, when he talked about, not once but twice, the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm? He used the phrase twice in his first inaugural address. In the second inaugural address, he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be revealed. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, when our men, were killed over Rowan Road in defense of the Union, when our people marched under the flag of freedom now, they were declaring, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What's this ancient hope he was talking about? Well, you need to understand the forbidden secret. George W. Bush came from a secret society. His father came from a secret society. His grandfather came from a secret society that dated back to 1832. At the time, shortly after the Adam Weishaupt, who formed the Illuminati, had died, there is this idea of bringing about a world government. When you join the Skull and Bones, George Bush said that he couldn't discuss it was too secret, but of course you can see their initiation ceremony when they bow before a replica of Lucifer, and you can see that as William H. Kennedy's website, williamhkennedy.com. You need to understand that isn't it strange that we should have two Bushes there and the President of the United States there in recent years? Isn't there anybody else in the whole world that could fit to lead our country other than the Bush family and the Clintons? And, of course, we almost got a second Clinton in there. And what do we know about the Clintons? Why, of course, when Hillary went to the White House, she brought in a Gene Houston, a medium, to conjure up spirits. Isn't it interesting that when Hillary ran for president, nobody ever remembered that? Was never mentioned about her bringing in a medium to conjure up spirits in the White House? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember the DVD, Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus. Vitally important. protect yourself. Till tomorrow, in the world.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.